This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Here we are. It's the last live Sunday broadcast of 2018. December 30th, 2018. This incredible year is about to give up the ghost and plunge into history. And then 2019 looms. Not on the horizon. One inch from our face. What does it hold? What were the biggest stories? What was most important in this year? And what is coming in the next year? I'm Alex Jones, your host, hated by the vampire establishment for one reason. I love life and I love competition, and I aim to stop them with your help. And I'm not afraid of them. I've already calculated every possible permutation of persecution and already accepted it. Though I do feel guilty for doing even that. David Knight, who is such a hardworking, smart, informed jewel of a person, had a pretty serious heart attack last night. And it's rough going in the hospital right now here in Austin, Texas. I met with him on Thursday, and he was really concerned about the country and you know, really took all of it on. And I told him, I said, you need to take some time off, buddy. You know, his skin was ash white. He's lost a lot of weight. He gets ready for 4 or 5 hours every day before a show and studies for 3 or 4 hours after that. There's nothing I've researched he doesn't already know about. I mean, let me tell you, this guy's like a monk. And I said, you need to take off. You got too close to this. You stared into the abyss too long. Well, it basically, without getting too many details, turns out he's had heart blockages for a while, probably had a heart attack before, didn't even know about it. And he's got some big, serious procedures tomorrow morning to go under. And he definitely needs your prayers. And all the attacks we go through, the fake lawsuits, the boycotts, the lies, that's from the globalists. I can deal with that. But, you know, having somebody like David, who does such a great job and reaches millions of people a week, fighting for his life. That's what he's doing right now. He's fighting for his life. Just a few miles from where I sit. It gets to me. It's a shadow of a portent for what comes to everybody. It's that feeling where you're not afraid of death anymore, but you're afraid of your body giving out, so you're not there for my children. So I tell you, when I look at my son and my three daughters, I just think about how can I be better? How can I exercise more? How can I be a better steward of my health? Because you just want to live longer for them. Not for yourself. And David's got a big family he takes care of. He's a great guy. And again, I asked the family, I said, do you want me to talk about this? And they said, yeah, I mean, do whatever you think you need. Just please ask for prayers. But I know the specifics of the prognosis. And I called a heart surgeon I know to get what the particular surgeries mean. And it's not, no heart attack is not serious, but David definitely needs your prayers. He definitely needs your prayers because they're going to cauterize his heart tomorrow morning. It's burned. And they're going to do some other things to it. I'm not going to get into the whole deal. All the family's watching and listening. But David's a tough guy. It looks like he's been up here working for years with his heart shot. Reminds me of somebody else I know. Not me, but somebody close to me. You know, that's the thing about old-fashioned men. They don't tell you what's happening to them. It's like Michael Savage talks about his dad for years, still working at that hardware store with those heart problems until he finally died. Let's pray for David Knight so he can come back better and stronger.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, there's only about a day and a half left in the epic, and I mean epic year, of 2018. A lot of folks used to overuse the term epic, but we're living in epic times. Interesting times. My good buddy, one of the smartest people I know, when it comes to giant breadth of knowledge, an engineer, a patriot, David Knight is having a rough time in the hospital, had a big heart attack last night. He's going to have some big heart surgeries tomorrow, multiple procedures, and so he needs your prayers. And here's one of the most powerful intros he ever put together. Dealing with eugenics, dealing with dehumanization, dealing with the devaluation of life, something he has fought so hard against. So on this Sunday night, the 30th day of December 2018, while David Knight's fighting for his life, our great host of the David Knight Show weekday mornings, I thought I'd go ahead and play this piece. Here it is. Aborted babies incinerated to eat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Silent Green.
Silent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding is my cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
So there's a important piece with David Knight featured in. Again, David is a great part of the InfoWars operation. I've been planning to push to go live at least 20 hours a day here. We've got David Knight, we've got Owen Schroyer, we've got Roger Stone and others. And we obviously want David to pull through all of this. And serious heart surgery he's got to have tomorrow. So please pray for him. You know, they took down his InfoWars Twitter accounts and they banned him on Google and Facebook, and he had over 9 million subscribers to his radio and TV show on iTunes. And just because he was affiliated with me, the devil, they deleted all those as well, because he's effective and he tells the truth. And that's all part of this amazing censorship. He still has his personal account at Libertarian, where you can follow him at Twitter and hopefully support the family. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up here. Some of this I covered on Friday, but I want to recap. A lot of this is new, but it's just illustrative of the Trump derangement syndrome that is taking place. There was a big video that we posted on Saturday. DrudgeReport.com had it as its top story, still up there, of a man going into a vape shop, which isn't perfect for your health, but a lot of studies better for you than, you know, combustion with cigarettes. He's trying to get his wife some strawberry-flavored nicotine. And he's wearing a Trump hat. Watch. Unhinged leftist has mental breakdown, refuses service to Trump supporter in vape shop. And so he starts videotaping the guy, calling him the N-word, hitting him, attacking him, because the white guy is virtue signaling some black guy who's in there trying to buy. And the black guy's like, hey, dude, I get it. You've done nothing wrong wearing a Trump hat. But the leftist white person wants to act like this knight in shining armor, this savior. That's coming up next segment. And next segment, another video of like a 6'3 transgendered man, bigger shoulders than I've got. I'm a pretty big guy. This guy's built like a you-know-what brick house. An SH, you know what, house. And he walks in there with a bunch of liberal trendies at a GameStop, and the dude's wearing, you know, a pink shirt or whatever. Okay, but you look like an NFL linebacker. I'm like, hey, dude, sure, what do you want? Whoa, I'm a woman. I'm on a video. Transgender goes nuts in store for being misgendered. This is the religion of oppression. And the left oppresses the left the most, because it's all about just bullying people. So that's coming up. Then, Roger Stone is going to be popping in to respond to the latest Mueller garbage. We've got Rudolph Giuliani saying, put up or shut up. You know, you've got Michael Moore, the clip's coming up, saying, I can't wait to see the Trump family in orange jumpsuits, and what's it for? Nothing to do with Russia. Michael Cohen, one of Trump's lawyers, had some corrupt dealings he's pled guilty to with a taxi company that Trump has zero, nada, zip to do it. That's coming up. And we're going to look at every angle of this. But I also want to tell you about Kevin Spacey. Now, a lot of people have said, Alex, it's been almost a week since disgraced top Hollywood actor, who I'm not going to lie to you, I think he's a good actor, a great actor, who I do not endorse politically, who I've exposed, who I don't like. I'm just saying he's a good actor. He's playing himself, a psychotic. He put out this video almost a week ago, and people wanted me to comment, but I don't just comment. I watched it, like, what, last weekend or whatever when it came out. And then I watched the internet speculate, but then I began to connect the dots of the research already done, and there's no doubt the internet is right. The knowledge of the internet's right. He definitely is threatening the pedophile establishment, the Clintons, and the British aristocracy that's heavily involved in pedophilia. And he signaled it all in the video. I mean, I already know Kevin Spacey's connected to known pedophiles. I already know he flies around on Jeffrey Epstein's planes. I already know that there's hundreds of reports of him groping people down to age 15, which is terrible. It's not as bad as raping little kids or murdering them, but, you know, he's a bad dude. But now that this Nantucket thing's coming out, where he's with some guy, says he's 23, and he's buying the guy drinks, and then he lets Spacey grab his crotch, and then never says no, and that's the big case? That doesn't sound like rape to me. And I'm not defending Kevin Spacey. I think the guy's a pervert, a pedophile, the evidence points towards it. On Jeffrey Epstein's plane with the Clintons. But the point is, he is now openly threatening. There's no doubt in this video that he is saying, I'm about to turn state's evidence if you don't drop these charges against me. So this is a big problem for Jeffrey Epstein, a big problem for Steve Bannon that works with Epstein, and a big problem for the Clintons. So stay with us. That's all coming up, too.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So on this December 30th, 2018 Sunday transmission, I'm going to say something extremely profound. And again, I'm not saying that to sound powerful. I'm saying that to get your attention, because I respect you and I need your help. No matter what color you are, or where you came from, or even what gods you worship, they want us shut down because we've got their number. And I'm about to cover some issues and some reports that illustrate everything as a society, everything as a culture we're facing. Now, sometimes we see stories that illustrate everything we're dealing with and that really show us what we're up against. And then it's crazy to see how the news and the culture takes each new story as if it's its own little thing disconnected from everything else. If you're police officers, say in Austin, Texas, we've had an epidemic of deaths from heroin the last few years. It's flooding the whole U.S. And you start seeing a bunch of deaths from heroin, you know somebody's bringing in a bunch of heroin and that it's very, very strong. And that they're so criminal, they're not even telling people how strong it is and to watch out. Just like the drug companies put out the very same stuff, but it's synthetic. The FDA last week approved a drug 100 times stronger than heroin. This is madness. People say, well, what are you getting at? I'm getting at more and more people in corporate America or in governments, period, just don't care. There's a mass craziness going on. And then those of us that complain, we're the bad guys. No, I believe in warning people. I believe caring about people builds a better civilization. So I want to get into... Transgender woman threatens to take it outside when GameStop employee uses the word sir, because it's a big old guy. And a lot of guys wear pink shirts. You're looking at a guy with huge shoulders, bigger than mine, 6'3", 6'4". Looks like a dude to me. Walks like a lady, though. Dude don't look like a lady. Dude looks like a fruitcake. And then how does that tie together with Kevin Spacey? How's that tie together with Lolita Express? How's that tie together with Franklin Graham Facebook ban was personal attack towards me? So we're going to be looking at all of that coming up here. But the first thing I want to get to is Heavily Beat for TV and radio listeners. The raw videos on Infowars.com. And NewsWars.com, the most censored sites on the planet. That's easy to find. It's right dead smack middle of DrudgeReport.com, the largest site on the planet. The largest site on the planet, the most censored site on the planet. And this gentleman walks in. Turns out he's a cell phone repair tower engineer. He's wearing his Trump hat, Trump shirt. He's very polite. The guy's blowing up at him, hitting him, slapping him, saying, get out. Virtue signaling. doing all of this. And it just shows the insane craziness of the culture where the controlled corporate left thinks they can do anything or say anything they want to do, and then it's okay because you're a Trump supporter. And they're trying to intimidate that speech. So let's go ahead and go to this video, this audio. This happened in Atlanta 2 days ago. Here it is.
So here we are at Exhale Vapor City in Tucker, Georgia, and I have just been asked to leave the store. He greeted me. That was nice. I did find the item that I wanted, and the next thing he said was that he'd like me to leave.
If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave now.
Please call the police. That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. We can call Fox 5 and all sorts of stuff. I would like to purchase something here. Please do call your boss because I will be calling corporate.
Go for it.
I am looking forward to releasing this video because I just want to purchase something.
Racist?
Yeah! Sir,
Ray?
I'm not a racist.
Ray, I got a in my store. He won't leave. He's wearing some Trump.
All right, hit pause for a minute. If you're a radio listener, you're hearing that. Every two of you, you see that there's a black guy standing there waving his arms, and we're like, what? A Trump supporter isn't racist. But the white clerk is so triggered that he can show off to a black guy that he's going to hop around like he's a hip-hop artist and do weird cultural appropriation as if black people all act like a hip-hop artist jumping around on stage and go, man, screw you, bitch, you're a racist, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is pathetic. But that's who these people are. I haven't been in Whole Foods in months since I protested Jeff Bezos taking it over. But my wife wanted to pick up something particular at Whole Foods, so I went with her yesterday. And I had multiple people come up to me and shake my hand. But I had a couple of them come up and make bizarre statements. They didn't make sense. But anyways, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go back to the video. Here it is.
I'm not serving anyone that has to do with that.
I'm
he's a treason asshole.
I don't have a problem with you, sir. You whatsoever. I don't. I just want good health care for my kids. I don't have a problem with the color of your skin or yours. I'd like to purchase some of this naked vape juice, though, if that would be all right. All right, see, because... Okay, here's where we're at.
Leave the store.
Here's where you're at.
Leave the store.
Here's
leave the store.
Here's where
leave the store.
Dude, go ahead, take another swing at it. Make contact with me one more time. I'm going to make a deal with you. I want to purchase that vape juice.
No.
If you sell it to me, I won't.
No.
If you sell it to me,
no.
Look, if you sell it to me,
no.
I won't call the police.
This is unedited except for me pausing it. Just like when Trump won, people stood there at the inauguration and went, no! Ah! And we go to these events, it's like they're toddlers. And by the way, I'm not defending minorities, just a virtue signal. Most of the leadership of this weird mental illness are weird white kids of weird hippie parents. And they're just creating this totally race-based thing where they say you're this horrible thing, so they're going to yell and scream at you. Let's continue. Let's finish the clip.
That for my wife. And press charges on you for assault. I won't call corporate and get you fired. Just sell me the fucking product so I can leave.
What do you want?
Naked in the strawberry in a fucking 6 milligram.
You see naked.
Right.
I love once he does it back down to the cut backs down, but then blows up again. Full videos on InfoWars.com. It's one of the top videos on the internet right now. We come back though. Wait till a 6'3 man, looks like an NFL linebacker, blows up.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We are a working live international news center here in Austin, Texas, called InfoWars, dreaded by the globalists. during the break. He called us back. That's right. He's coming up next segment or maybe at the start of the next hour. In the next 30 minutes, the clip you just heard us play earlier, that's one of the top stories in the United States. I mean, it's everywhere. The gentleman is going to be on the show with us, who was in Atlanta, Georgia, and went into the vape shop. Unhinged leftist has meltdown, mental meltdown, refuses service to Trump supporter, physically attacks him. That gentleman was fired. Well, turns out, of course, our Trump supporter is busy on Sunday night working repairing cell towers. He's on top a cell tower right now. He already tweeted today and put on his Facebook. We'll show it later. Ian Ferguson, that he's up on a cell tower fixing it in Atlanta, Georgia. So he's going to be joining us during his next break. He's got a 15-minute break, and he'll be able to join us to just get into this. And listen, the left is crazy. I was at Whole Foods yesterday. My wife wanted me to go shopping with her. I don't tell her where to shop. She shops all over. She tries not to buy from Amazon or, you know, from other globalist groups that Bezos owns, like Whole Foods. She wanted some particular food there, and so we go there. It's right by our house, too. And, like, twice, dudes would walk over while I'm pushing the cart and swing her face in, like, an inch and say, like, you're a danger to America. I'm going left. One guy said, you're a danger to America. I'm going left. And then stomped away with his wife or his girlfriend. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. And then another guy, while I'm literally buying my daughter a stuffed animal, because up at the front they had some stuffed animals, he walks over and he goes, hope you're proud of what you've done. Hope you're proud. But we're ashamed of you. Like that. I mean, okay, well, you're a mental patient. But they didn't dump coffee on my head. They didn't scream at me. They were to take me outside and kick my butt. So it's like, okay, great. Didn't say a word. Like, okay, great. But I should know better than go into a Whole Foods. And by the way, once I got in the Whole Foods and the first guy in front of me, I'm like, I'm in a blue city, Austin. I'm in a Whole Foods, the blue is the blue. Don't I expect this? And I kind of do, but it's not like I'm feeling bad. Oh, these people are in my face. These are un-American authoritarian dirtbags who worship Jeff Bezos, who pays no taxes, totally ruthless, screws in his employees over, and lobbies for taxes to be raised in the middle class. I mean, these people are schmucks. They're chumps. I'm a classical liberal. I believe in lower taxes, more personal freedom, the right to defense. I was a libertarian 24 years ago when I got on air. I wasn't virtue signaling to gay people that I didn't hate them when I said, I don't hate you. I wasn't virtue signaling, you know, when I said that people can live their own lives. But it's the left that won't let me live my life. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And you know what? I've gone through the fire. I'm not worried anymore. You know, I'm at a level of things, which I'm not bragging about, by the way. It's actually sickening. Where there's very few men that'll stand up for what's right. So if you do that, you're immediately elevated up to contending with the globalist. And the average man just completely sells out of the system, and they'll just do whatever. They'll just virtue signal to whatever the corporate America wants. Well, then corporate America is run by a bunch of extremists. They want submission. They're going to give you a request that you're not going to be able to submit to at a certain point. And that's what's frustrating. The globalists don't want to compromise with anybody. They want total power. Google, Facebook, Twitter, General Electric, all the Fortune 100 pay almost zero taxes, write the laws to pay zero taxes, fund Black Lives Matter and cop killer organizations and Metro and La Raja as a virtue signal. While Americans all fight and kill each other, they're lobbying for higher taxes on the middle class, which they extract in government contracts, laughing all the way to the bank on us. And then I've got to routinely have some college-educated wimp, some beta male. You know, I told the story about him 3 weeks ago. And I wish I had controlled myself better, because I usually do. But I was coming up here to do a Saturday show. I bought the crew breakfast tacos at a taco deli. And this lady walks over, and she gets in my face, starts calling me all these names. And I just ignore her. And I go, okay, lady, thanks a lot. And her husband leans over while I'm sitting there and bumps me with his chest and stomach into my head and goes, shut the F up! And then I got up. I didn't touch him. And I started talking to him. They begin to panic and go, how dare you say this to us? Oh, get away from us in front of everyone. They just come over and assaulted me. I mean, the guy rammed into me and said, shut the F up. I get up, start talking. They start panicking. Oh, my God, it's not like television. It's not a video game. He's really here. And all of a sudden, three other men and four other women who are sitting right outside the window, I'm sitting up against the window, run in and start going, F you, racist, F you, fascist. I'm trying to get my phone going, and it's so overfilled with data, it's not videotaping, and I'm sitting there. I got part of it on tape, and they start, one guy was like probably 6'5". He goes, you got a problem? And I said, you know what? I do. Go ahead. Let's go. Let's go. And the other guys are like, I'm a veteran. I was like, all of you, let's go. And I didn't start the fight. But, man, I mean, give me a break. You guys, the mere fact there was four of you against me, it'd have been total governors off. It'd have been not a pretty situation. And I'm not sitting here as a tough guy. I can't order tacos without your wife cussing at me and you cussing at me and bumping me. And then the minute I get up and start talking back, and by the way, a very quiet voice, I leaned forward and I said, why are you in my face? This is America. Why did you just bump me and why are you cussing? And they went, they went, oh, I hope you're proud of yourself. I remember they were like, Alex Jones, everyone, he's her. These people, it's like it was symbolic that they were going to bump me and they were going to tell me to, the little wimpy dude was going to tell me to F off. And then the rest of his family, big and small, came to tell me to shut up. And I'll be honest, it felt good to just go, well, let's go. And, of course, none of them are willing to sign that check that they've been talking about. None of them. It's not that I'm tough. It's that you are a bunch of cowards. I wanted to add an expletive there, but I'm not going to do it. I said, no more taking the Lord's name in vain. Even though I don't take it as that, I will respect the audience and not do it. But when I watch this next video of some 6'4", huge dude with a pink shirt going, I'm a woman, F you! You come outside, I'll beat your ass! And it's some little liberal shopkeeper, probably 5'5", like, dude, I don't mean the offense. Oh, you mean no offense. Even after the guy says, I mean no offense, this linebacker with breast wants to piss in his face and make him submit. And I love even the Daily Caller. Transgender woman. It's not a woman. It's a man. Transgender woman threatens to take it outside when GameStop employee uses the word sir. You got some big square-jawed guy, looks like Frankenstein with a wig on, belly's up to your bar, and you're like, Roger Staubach, what can I do for you? How dare you say I'm a man? You walk outside, I'm going to plaster your face on the concrete.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies
can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I was just in there during the break. Epic live video from on top of cell tower, 100 feet over the ground. Ian Ferguson, who shot the number one video on the internet this weekend, this vape store clerk flipping out, he's wearing a Trump hat. That's coming up right now live on this Sunday edition. And again, you wear a Trump hat, you figure what it's like to be an Alex Jones or a Donald Trump. I go out in public in many areas. People either buy my dinner and pat me on the back, or they try to physically attack me. But since I've mentioned it, here's DailyCaller.com. Transgender woman threatens to take it outside. It's not a woman. It's a big dude with giant shoulders. When GameStop employee uses the word sir, again, this is a big dude, looks like a big dude, big square jaw, looks like, Frankenstein, and then starts getting really threatening. He's not just acting like a dude. He's acting like a jerk. Here it is.
You're taking my
going back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
I told her, excuse me, it's ma'am.
I'm sorry.
It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business. Okay?
Both of you?
Ma'am. Once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was this gentleman.
Right beforehand, you said sir.
Sir?
So take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a f***ing sir.
I apologize. I apologize now.
I need your corporate number because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in this store.
Misgendered, which is a law in California.
I need your corporate number now.
Starts kicking stuff over. It just goes on and on. But I want to get to our special guest, big exclusive here. Let's play a minute or two. It's like a four-minute video. It's up on Infowars.com. Tens of millions of views online. It's on RegReport.com linking to it. Unhinged leftist has mental breakdown, refuses service to Trump supporter in vape shop. We're going to find out what happened before, what happened after, but here is part of that video.
So here we are at Exhale Vapor City in Tucker, Georgia, and I have just been asked to leave the store. He greeted me. That was nice. I did find the item that I wanted, and the next thing he said was that he'd like me to leave.
If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave now.
Please call the police. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. We can call Fox 5 and all sorts of stuff. I'd like
He's got to protect himself from this loan bag.
Purchase something here. Please do call your boss, because I will be calling corporate.
Go for it.
I am looking forward to releasing this video, because I just want to purchase something. Racist.
Yeah.
Now, he's virtue signaling in front of a black guy who just thinks he's an idiot. A racist white guy obsessed with racing and Trump supports racism. Let's stop there. We'll play more of the video when we get in the next hour. But he's on top, on his break, on top a cell tower, working on it. He's Ian Ferguson. I love how on a Sunday night, the second last day of the year, this guy is working for his family. And we've got the exclusive with him right now. I want to get into what happened before you started taping. It was smart for you to do that. Half the time I forget when this happens. So thank you for joining us, Ian Ferguson.
Hey. Yeah, not just Sunday, it's my birthday. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Are you familiar with the show?
Man, I've been watching you forever. I'm sorry what they did to you on YouTube, man. That's some bullshit.
We're on a lot of radio and TV stations. Wherever you want to start, my friend, we appreciate you while you're up there working on top. I can see the cell tower right there you're hanging on. I mean, describe what happened.
I'm down. I'm on the ground now.
Oh, you finally came. Earlier you were up there. We should have had you on when you were up there. Sorry.
That's what we were aiming for. It didn't work out.
It's all right. Go ahead.
All right. So what can I tell you, man? I want to talk all about it. What's up?
Well, no. I mean, describe going in. You're trying to get your wife some strawberry vape. I mean, what unfolded?
Well, look, so I've been going there for years, and I've actually got a story about this place. It's pretty cool. But I was just standing there for a couple minutes waiting on him to get done with the customer, and they come up from the back of the store, and he greeted me a second time. And then as soon as he, like, got a real good look at me, he said, nah, you can go ahead and leave the store. And I knew it was on. I grabbed the phone, turned on the video, and it just ran.
Well, again, if someone doesn't put on Infowars.com shirt or a Trump shirt, they don't know how bad it is. But you put the uniform on. Were you thinking that when you went in? What unfolded?
You know, honestly, I had that thought as I was getting out of the truck that something felt different about it this time. You know, I've been in and out of that store for years now, but yes, I definitely had a premonition, hair, goose pimples, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, something felt different.
Well, it's definitely the number one video right now on YouTube. So, I mean, what was it? Obviously, the video picks part of it. But this guy, like, slapping, he's hitting you, he's attacking you, you're being very calm. I mean, what was that like?
Honestly, it was more exhilarating than anything. I mean, the guy's not a credible threat. Really, I've been in trouble. I've been in danger. And he was more laughable than anything. I feel bad for the guy. You know, he done ruined his life. He's home somewhere not working right now.
He did get fired. So, specifically, you live in Atlanta. How often do you go out and wear Trump paraphernalia?
Oh, all the time. All the time. But as soon as I found out that it could potentially trigger somebody, I knew I wanted to be part of that. Just something about the strength of the message, make America great again. We're united. There's a network of us out there. They say we're the silent majority, and that is so far from the truth.
Well, I've been asking my questions, Ian Ferguson, but I want you to specifically, obviously, you know, it's been the top story for 2 days on Drudge Report. It's been seen millions of times on a bunch of different platforms. And this is happening everywhere to Trump supporters where they're physically attacked. I'm glad you showed this. What do you think is going to come out of this?
Man, I couldn't really tell you. I'm not prescient. I don't see the future. I didn't see this phone call happening yesterday. I'd like to see a little bit more tolerance. I'd really like to see some of the Trump supporters out there grow some backbones and start standing up for themselves. The days of feelings running the world are over. And it's about time for people to wake up and realize that logic runs the train now.
What happened? The video is like 3.5 minutes long. What happened once the clip went dark?
You know, I haven't really watched it that much, but I remember what happened. Right around that time, let's see, what was it, the end of it? At the end of it, the other customer, he was telling the guy behind the counter, man, it's about money, it ain't about skin color, what color is your cash? And he just wasn't going for it, and it was getting worse. It was time for me to go on out of there before I got in trouble. Very end. The other customer, he was just talking about, man, my cash is green, his cash is green. And
well, let me bring this up. I mean, look, if I was a small cake company owner, and people just wanted me to put two dudes on the cake, I'd do it. But I get small companies have a right to say no, but big companies especially shouldn't. You're wearing a hat. Why would he refuse you service? Why would he go so hysterical? I mean, obviously, he's been fired now. This is blown up in their face. A lot of places the left would actually celebrate what happened to you. I mean, they are nationwide saying that guy's a hero, the left is.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I mean, he stood up for what he believed in the same way I did. His was just a little bit more laughable.
Let me ask you this. At a certain point, you get mad after he slaps you, it looks like for a second time. Correct me if I'm wrong. Then you say, come on, punk, do it again. So you did go a little hot there. What got you hot at that moment?
I really can't put my finger. Seven times through anger management, Alex. I'm a reformed criminal. As soon as he took the second swipe, I really just wanted to put my hands on him.
Look at the video. He kind of looks like a beta male. You don't look like a wimp. I know the look. I mean, you don't look like a wimp. What was he thinking?
I couldn't tell you what he was thinking. I don't believe that I give off the impression that I'm somebody to play around with. But hey, he wanted to play games, so there it is.
But what about the poor black guy that he keeps virtue signaling? I know he called you the N-word. The white guy did. He's hopping around. The black guy's like waving his hands around like this is ridiculous.
Man, I could see the look of pain on his face that he just didn't want to be involved in any of it. Like, it had nothing to do with him. He just wanted to buy whatever it was he was trying to buy. You know, he even got into the argument at the end talking about, man, my cash is green, so is his. Let's just do this thing.
He was tell us about that when we come back in 2 minutes. So at the end of the day, the black guy was like, yeah, dude, sell him his stuff.
Yeah, he knew what was up. Kid was just going nuts.
And again, if it was black people doing all this, I'd say it, but it's not. It's a bunch of weird white wimps that are looking for a fight, and then once the fight starts, they crap their britches and run to mommy. We'll be back with Ian.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.